Listener Production.
Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Domestic violence is front and centre after the suspected death of another woman in Perth, while a 10-year-old girl has been fatally stabbed by a teenager known to her near Newcastle. It's ahead of an urgent National Cabinet meeting tomorrow with state and federal leaders to figure out how to stop violence against women. It comes as a video has surfaced of the PM at a rally at the weekend where the organiser accused him of lying about offering to speak at the event.
We did ask to speak, myself and Katie, and we're told that that was impossible, and that's fine. I respect the organiser's right to do that.
A Victorian MP has been booted from the Labor Party after multiple allegations of inappropriate behaviour from staff. The state's Premier asking Darren Cheeseman to resign last night after inquiries by her office. It comes after he was forced to resign from his role as Parliamentary Secretary for Education on Friday. Jacinta Allen says the well-being of staff is not negotiable. Further news of job losses this morning. There are reports Crown Resort will cut up to 1,000 jobs in Melbourne and Sydney as it feels the impact of a drop in tourists and gaming restrictions. It comes as more than 300 gigs have been lost as another nickel mine closes in WA. And you may not have to get the flu vax every year thanks to Aussie researchers. The Peter Doherty Institute has discovered 9 fragments from the influenza B viruses that could lead to a new generation of long-term vaccines, meaning we may only need the jab 2 to 3 times in a lifetime. St Kilda will head to the tribunal tonight to fight the 3-game ban handed to Jack Higgins for a dangerous tackle that concussed Port Adelaide's Alir Alir. Newsbreaker Jay Clark telling Listener's Footy Talk podcast the Saints will find it tough to escape the charge.
I think it's hard for the league and the MRO to set a consistent bar around this with the framework to try and spit out consistent results. So I feel like the 3-match ban will stand.
A board meeting this morning could decide the future of South Sydney coach Jason Demetriou, with Bunnies power brokers coming together today with the NRL club languishing last on the ladder. And Manly teammates of Daly Cherry Evans believe their captain's good record should count for something as he prepares to ask the judiciary for a downgrade to a fine after being charged for a dangerous throw against Parramatta. Sea Eagle Tom Trbojevic says there's a ready-made replacement.
That's obviously tough, but it'd be a great opportunity for someone like Jake Arthur that will come in and do a really good job.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a possible shower and 25 in Brisbane, patchy showers on the Gold Coast and 24 showers in Sydney also, and a top of 22. A possible shower for Canberra, getting up to 16, grey skies and 16 in Melbourne. Cloudy for Hobart, 15 the max, partly cloudy for Adelaide and 18, a shower or two and 24 for Perth. Tune into the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.